what jail is like.
Cool. That was really, you know, the funk is getting kind of thick in here. Hard to breathe with all the funk. Got to put my funk respirator on and turn it to overdrive.
Oh, your FUBA?
My FUBA. My FUBA gear is just not certified to handle this intense level of funk.
Oh, guys,
like you need an upgrade.
I want FUBA gear.
I need an upgrade in my FUBA gear. Because breathing in this FUBA, let me tell you, it's damn hard.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it's got, you have that big clunky FUBA.
I know, the old school FUBA that weighs you down.
You need a funk rebreather. That's what you need.
That is the brand new What Jail Is Like theme song by Mr. Dave Johnson.
Yeah, he's such good people.
That the brain on that guy, you know?
Yeah.
Woo!
Somebody the butt on that guy, have you seen it?
That's nice.
It's like fine aged cream cheese.
And the butt and the brain work together in beautiful harmony.
His ebony and ivory.
I hear a symphony.
So let me tell you.
Nira.
A little funky Far Side loop going in there.
Oh, yeah.
A funky Omnilueta going in there.
A little bit of Omnilueta.
A little Omnilueta groove. I wonder if he's still waiting for the rights to that one, actually, from the monks.
Oh, the monks hold out. Far Side you can negotiate with. The monks, yeah,
they're kind of bastards.
Well, they don't speak, which is part of the problem.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and, you know, like all seven of them negotiate at the same time, you know, and then there's this eighth one who goes off on his own way, like midway through the negotiations.
Right, sending your lawyer over there is just like an 8-hour ordeal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, really
trying
is.
To hack out a, you know, contract.
Man.
But geez, how many radio shows that you know have such a dope theme song, let alone several dope versions of a theme song?
I can't hear you, morning show.
I can't hear you, Randy Sanders. So how you doing, dudes? You know, the triumvirate, the trifecta, try before any word is back in action.
Happily, Eric is back in the studio. I haven't been here in a while.
I'm very happy.
Yes.
I'm happily back.
He's happily back, you know. Living La Vida Loca as a rock star and touring the United States, but he's back.
I'm the kind of broke ass rock star that had to drink fighting cock whiskey. 103 proof, takes rust. It says, like, you know, get drunk or take rust off your car.
The two options that fighting cock provides for you.
Right.
And you actually did both that day.
I did both.
You drank them and then you cleaned up the van nicely, I hear.
Yeah, it was a.
Fighting Cock Whiskey makes a lot of sense to me, because I would imagine as you become progressively drunk, looking at the label becomes funnier and funnier, and more layers of the joke become apparent.
And it makes you more violent.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Yes.
Because, you know, fighting and cocks are the two things that are on your mind when you get that drunk.
Mm-hmm. What is with these big city people who think they're all sophisticated, too sophisticated for a good cockfight?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
There's nothing like the blood, sweat, tears, and torn poultry skin.
Well, you know that's the next fad.
Mm-hmm.
We got Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. Those same Swedish people are getting together right now, preparing the next onslaught, the next trend to inundate. Yeah, it's gonna be cockfighting. Let me tell you, everybody's gonna
crazy.
Every 13-year-old girl's gonna run over her own
feral
fighting cock. They'll be fighting on corners.
The WCW and the WWF are gonna like slowly integrate fighting cocks into their wrestling scheme.
MTV's going to have MTV's going to have, you know, a half hour episode every week of just candid shots of feral cocks living together, fighting, you know.
The real cock. It's a bunch of fighting cocks.
Where is a hoe going to go other than down?
No.
So, how was this wacky joint? How was the juke joint while I was gone, man? Was it jumping?
Jumping.
We were fed, we were pampered, we were treated like kings.
We really, really were, and then
I came back,
and it's hard to gauge how the people are receiving you.
The peeps
back. The peeps. We're assuming with open arms, but some arms may be closed. Some arms, dare I say it, might have felt a little betrayed.
A lot of arms maybe stuck straight out in front of
their
bodies.
Stuck straight out in fists, ready to punch. Felt a little betrayed that you left them. Felt a little uneven, a little unbalanced, like their inner ear was just kind of thrown for a loop.
Certain dinosaurs out there got a brain in their tail, got a brain in their head, and the tail's not feeling so good. The head's trying to deal with it, but the tail.
What's up? What's up, man?
Yeah, you scare me, and that's something I forgot about while I was gone.
Some people out there might feel like their two hours of consciousness every week in between their weekly comas when our show isn't on might have been wasted because they didn't have the full trifecta working for them.
Of their brain and their soul were not activated, you know, because Eric was not there for the radio show, for the weekly activation, and certain parts, you know,
might
didn't
have
wake
felt
up.
A little
did you guys at least waive the activation fee while I was
It's kind of, you know what it's like? It's kind of like when you get a box of frozen Totino's pizza rolls, and it says contains anywhere from 12 to 16, and you get 9.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
Feeling a little gypped. A little gypped. And I don't know, is there anything you want to say to the people that are feeling that way?
Yeah, grow up. Get a life, man.
We waived the Activision fee, so people could hit the Activision list like that. You know, no problem.
Tons of Pitfall going on.
Mm-hmm.
A little Mega Mania.
Yes.
Some River Raid.
You know, it's a nice thing.
Kaboom.
Champaign Urbana in the summer is the streets are empty. It's actually safe and practical to be carried on a litter.
Yeah,
through the streets of Champaign.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna be looking into that.
And
soon,
University Street, you know, right outside of West Studios, is just a great street to be carried on a litter through.
Well, we really just weren't able to entirely capture the essence of our Wigilian melodrama.
That's true.
You know, I had an opening idea that revolved around my Wigil communicator being broken. But I decided that to discard that because I was never going to say Wigil on the air.
Wow, twice
tangent,
in 15 seconds.
tangent number one. Can we get the top five titles for Merchant Ivory period Wigil melodramas?
Howard's Shiv.
Gerald's Hubris.
Guinevere, Malcolm, and the Rotting Corpse of Lawrence Welk.
Stephen and the Brown Eye.
What? As the Rotting Corpse melts.
Room with a view of cell block E.
And tangent one. There's a plethora of options for you to wade through.
Oh,
the brown eye.
So, nice to see things don't change much while I'm gone.
No, you know, they only ferment and stew and fester.
Come back and stir it up a little bit, get the stuff from the bottom up to the top.
And the scum on the top to, you know, break up and go down to the bottom.
That's all right. I enjoy it.
You were really the skin on our pudding.
It's a French onion soup of improvisational comedy.
It's
got that skin on top.
It does.
Cheese, maybe? Who knows?
The shimmery gleam of oil.
Just going to ask questions.
I'm not going to ask any questions.
No.
I'm just going to put it in my mouth.
That's a good theory to abide by in really any area of your life.
It's, you know, certain parents have, denigrated that particular theory, but, look at their lives.
Yeah, really. You know? Don't put things in their mouths, and they really don't seem to enjoy themselves all much.
They're not really living life to the fullest.
No, they're not.
You got to think, when they walk by all these things in their day,
right, I mean, like,
and they don't put them in their mouth.
Haven't we learned the lesson from poetry over the ages? You got to live life to the fullest.
And you have to lick it in order to do that.
Oh.
There's nothing like... Let me just tell you guys, there's nothing like a scrappy vagabond ragamuffin.
Wow.
Securely tucked into your cheek for just like a few moments. A dead armadillo that you may find on the side of the road.
There's certain things you're not going to know about that dead armadillo. I mean, you may know that's an armadillo, it's gray, it's got scales, but what do they taste like?
What does it taste like? Mm-hmm. What does it feel like rolling around in my saliva?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And really not utilizing all the senses that were given to them.
And you know what? It really cuts down. You have a dog. You take it for walks.
What is it like when he defecates on the sidewalk?
And then
what does that taste like?
Does
it taste like it smells?
Did you guys ever suck on batteries when you were kids?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
You know, I hated it. It was one of those things that I did constantly, and I hated it. Nobody was making me do it, and I hated every minute of it, but I was like... Oh, God, this sucks. But I wouldn't stop. Does that make me weird?
See, I lived... my childhood was much like a Wigilian melodrama, where the cruel governess made me as the, as the handsome servant child who looked ready to usurp the position of the, you know, ugly rich boy. I was made to suck batteries. I was forcibly compelled to. You'll suck that battery, or you won't get your gruel.
So what's up,
porridge for you.
Eric, the road warrior? You've got to come back a little more tougher than you were. Tougher like leather, in the words of Run DMC. A road weary. You're looking a little like Keith Richards. Don't take that the wrong way. But if you want to impart on us maybe some lessons taught to you by the wicked ins and outs of the road.
An armadillo of rock, you know. Once he went there, he was a ferret of rock. He left on his tour.
And it all added character and built the armor around him.
Okay, here's a couple lessons. Earth? Scurvy is not a dead disease. Scurvy is alive and well. If you try to subsist for more than, you know, 5-6 days on a steady diet of chicken and a biscuit crackers with spray cheese, you're going to start to get a greenish rash type thing going on.
Wow.
Vitamins. Very important.
Help, apparently.
Every person is 3 steps away from becoming a raging alcoholic. That's another thing that the road has taught me. The shakes set in real quick. And you don't know they're coming. They repealed the open containers in the car law in Texas.
Ah.
Yeah, they did.
So it was a constant party.
Can we cut to the debate over the repealing of that law? It's unfair! It's unfair! I deserve the right to spill all over the place. I just want
to
spill.
People are going to a party, deserve the right to party en route to the party.
Now, gentlemen, I know where you're coming from, but we live in a give a little, take a little society, and the best I could do was to give up our right.
No, hold Senator! It. The liquor store gives me a little alcohol, and I'm going to take a little from the bottle while I'm driving down the highway.
Our esteemed colleague here is trying to stop the rock. Because you got to continue the rock. You step out the
you
house.
You cannot
sirs,
stop the rock in the heart of
sirs,
Texas.
Would you rather have a Texas without open beers in the truck? Or would you rather have a Texas where you couldn't shoot nobody you felt like?
Oh, that's right. We still got the sidearm lock.
Okay.
I died for a dream.
Cut back.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they're very progressive down there. Mm-hmm. They won't
stop. You know
what?
Dallas is a fantastic city. Everybody was nice. The chicks in Dallas, the girls in Dallas.
Wait, the chicks or the girls?
Both. Well, the chicks are meaty. Uh-huh.
You put them in your mouth.
Just, yeah, you
saute them in butter.
Don't even pluck the little, the real, like the fuzzy feather thing going on. Don't even pluck that. You want to. That almost acts as kind of like a tempura batter when you deep fry them.
Can you put them in a sock and beat them into submission?
Well, then you have like a fine... Yeah, because then you have more like a...
delicate.
Like a chick mousse.
Mm-hmm.
The women in Dallas, the young women, and the, you know, ones over 13, are really hot. And there's a huge like indie music thing going
even
on
indoors?
There.
Even indoors?
Yeah,
like with air conditioning. Do they just go to the theaters?
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
this is a bad movie.
Like there is air conditioning everywhere in Texas. Like they don't fool around.
Because it's like, well, they're hot.
It's like 352,000 degrees outside, and that's, I mean, there's no humidity, which is nice because you know it's a dry heat, but it's a skin peeling dry heat. let's see, any other?
I was watching a movie called Hands on a Hard Body a few weeks ago. It's a very good movie. It's a documentary available at local video stores, which are good. And one of the characters in the movie, characters documentary, he's a real person, said, you know, it was a man with no teeth, takes place in Texas, and said that he drove by, I think it was a Kmart that was going out of business, and they didn't really have any plans for their air conditioning unit, so he bought it from them and installed it in his own house. We're talking like a Kmart that's, you know, it's huge, it's super case size, and he just installed it in like his four, you know, his four bedroom house, or three bedroom
house.
That's
fantastic. His wife has been in
like
the same space
engines.
For like
she's pinned up in the corner.
But she's her body her vital signs have seriously dropped almost to the state of death, but she's perfectly preserved. There aren't any other towns besides Milwaukee and Madison in Wisconsin.
Wow.
I was in one of the non-existent towns.
There's just a dirt road that connects the two.
I went to Neenah, Wisconsin.
Now, that's the town that makes all the sewer caps,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, sewer caps
smells
in there
horrible.
Really great shape?
Yeah. I mean, they have...
mint, pristine sewer caps.
Well, they have,
caps,
like...
right
it's kind of like going to, like, one of the corporate McDonald's where they have, like, you know, corporate McDonald's have, like,
they do everything
pizza.
The way they should do it?
Well, no, and they also have, like, different things that you don't see, like... These they had like
the employees have chef's hands
different colored you know manhole covers They had, you know, like...
Did you get to see the manhole
Reebok
cover of the future?
Pump manhole covers. Yeah, I mean, they had, like, all kinds of things.
They had, like, gun turrets underneath them?
Yes. Two bands. We played with a band called December's January. And those people, next to their CD in their own CD booklet, they had their CD in the CD booklet. Next to it was a CD by a band called September November. December's January had a song called October.
Man, why don't those people get killed by the gun turrets, you know?
No, I don't know. And then,
because you think that the gun turrets would just pop up and kind of just blast out a couple kneecaps
of
kids who are still doing that kind of thing.
Man, how many months, you know, emo bands are running out of months to put in. And they have a song called, they have a song called October. I'm sorry, I was thrown up. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just want to recommend that everyone wander into studios while they're on there and ask to use the bathroom, because that's good. That's a sensible thing to do.
Did you kick him?
No, but I didn't let him use the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, I earned the right to pee in that bathroom. Oh, Joe Schmo can pee in that bathroom, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So, here.
Oh, so anyway.
Hard by the road.
Okay. Emo kids like their dirty pictures. I learned that. This kid had a hella hard drive full of pornographic materials. Lesson I learned by osmosis from other people is don't touch a moving train because it'll cut your hand.
Yeah, that, or it could rip your arm off.
Right, so don't do that.
Right.
And last but not least, you'll kill any of your friends after 3 weeks in a van together.
Well, you know, 2 hours in here is a thorny issue. If we ever take what Yale's like on the road, that's going to be a problem.
Well, I'm going to take this gap in the conversation to bring up a very important part of our show.
I haven't heard about this part. Maybe you should let it happen organically.
Well, I just got to put the call out. This is a brief PSA, if you will. We need milkshakes to survive. Do you understand? Sure, blood courses through our veins, but it's not what's sustaining our life. Do you understand? It's not that. It's the creamy, creamy goodness of a well-blended milkshake.
I like vanilla. I don't like chocolate.
And when this is given to us, you'll see our comedic talents rise to proportions unseen on this mortal plane. Really?
This mortal
only plane. Now are they showing previews of our comedic prowess in, you know, the another plane. Seriously. So, yeah, you know. So, you know, bring us some milkshakes, one being chocolate.
That started out real strong.
And one being vanilla, because we'll drink them. We'll be really excited.
Of the WEFT studios is 113 North Market Street in Champaign. It's right around the corner from the new Amtrak station, the old Amtrak station, the very old Amtrak station, the Amtrak station that even your grandpa don't know about. the Jupiters, the High Dive.
Right,
so if they bring us a milkshake,
they bring us
three milkshakes, can they use the bathroom? Is the question.
Ooh.
Tough question.
You know what? I don't think they want to use the bathroom.
No. Yeah, you know, don't put us in that moral quandary.
Let me take this. Let me just segue nicely, and you can pretend that I'm not segueing from what I just said. But don't eat spicy beef ramen.
Yeah,
not good stuff.
Yeah, I don't
man.
Know if you necessarily want to be using the bathroom here.
No,
right now, or no. For the next 8 days.
Yeah, really. At least until I get a level 3 biohazard team in here,
and they repaint the whole thing
with some hot suits. It's like, get those hot suits on them.
Spicy beef ramen seems to me a kind of questionable proposition. You can really only trust the ramen chefs to do so much, you know? Really? I mean, if you're engaging them in a process whereby they got to make something spicy that was not spicy at one point, you know what I mean? Like chicken ramen, okay, take the chicken, you know, actually.
Ramenize it.
Yeah, ramenize it. Which
put it in the ramenator.
Basically means stand over the ramen, yell.
Through the plastic spice, like the packet, which is white.
Mm-hmm.
Translucent. That's actually, it's opaque. Plastic was actually stained orange by the contents of the package.
Nice.
I was like, well, this is good.
You can only imagine that's the color of your intestines right now.
I think they're more of like a bloody kind of a blood and tissue
right.
color
mass.
Because it's tearing me up. It's kicking me all
the way
down.
We're learning all sorts of things today.
Yeah.
You know? The inner workings of...
my colon.
Fact-oriented educational day. It's an incredible thing that we do on the air here.
2 hours, you know? Yeah. How do they fit it all in, people are asking themselves.
With
how
crowbar.
Do they do all that and still manage to pull the endless funny?
It's a crowbar
nether
and petroleum-based lubricants.
And I can't believe you just gave a recipe out to the people now.
Well, they gotta. That's only part of it, man.
Everybody's going to be trying to do this.
Well, right. They're going to hurt themselves if they just use
it's
that
It's just
going to
be embarrassing, though. Embarrassing and painful for a lot of people. That's not what we're about, man.
No, it's not.
Let me just talk about a news item that was on my mind. Because, you know, I read the news every once in a while. And sometimes this crazy stuff happens. I read that... Radio Shack is co-sponsoring a mission to the moon, that they're planning on doing this sometime in the next decade, early in the next decade. First commercial moon flight, and Radio Shack is the co-sponsor. This may come as a somewhat disturbing surprise to anyone who's ever bought a Radio Shack product. I weren't aware they could really... You guys looking at something?
I was just reading something.
Oh, okay. You look very puzzled. Yeah, I've had trouble getting my Radio Shack remotes to work, my Radio Shack phones to work, and being the astronaut on that flight would be no good. I frankly rely a bit more on, say, like a McDonald's moon flight.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because at least they do it cheaply, effectively, and with, you know, materials that wouldn't decompose for billions of years.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Shack, man. I don't know about that. Does anybody actually go to Radio Shack for anything outside of like an AC adapter for like your
Everybody at some point in their life had an Optimus stereo. It's just the way it went.
Yeah.
You know, the
But that stereo is only $50?
Wow. And it's gray. The lesson I've learned is that gray stereos are awesome. You know? But they have all sorts of weird crap. They're like batteries like for $700 made of like plutonium and titanium that don't fit anything, but like if you found a use for it, could really fuel an entire city
like
for months.
Baby converters for any like small electric thing where you can like hook this little thing on and just start shoving babies in the baby converter.
Well, the thing with Radio Shack to me seems like they have stuff, but nothing is ever like the standard size or calibrated correctly or just exactly what you need to fit into your electronic device, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always way too big and outdated, or just this really small, foreign, like, European version.
And is that the moment when you want to discover that the connectors don't fit really the moment you're spending on the moon, you know?
Seriously.
Is that the good moment for it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm running out of air in this tank. I think I should switch over to the...
Casually switch over to my new converter.
Does anybody have a baby converter?
I have the one I bought at Radio Shack. Here you go.
Nope. It's not compatible with this model, I suppose.
Oh, well.
Oh, Dash. That's him imploding.
I get his cut.
But, yeah, Radio Shack's good for, like, if you're building something. Like, if you're going to build an electronic device, Radio Shack's your place, man. You go in there and go, I need a 8247 vacuum tube vulcanizer and a, you know.
And you have to have that voice,
and a,
too.
And a flip back 75 converter panel. And some glue. And they'll hook you right up, man.
They'll take care of you there.
But if you go in and go, yeah, I was looking for a...
AA battery?
They're like, hold on.
That's 7 feet long.
And there's like the big panel with all the blinking lights and there's a guy and a keyboard.
This prototype from 1945 will cost you $7 million.
Well, we don't have a battery, but we have this Tesla coil. Would you like that? Look, it has a cool little thing going up the... Yes, look.
So that's Radio Shack.
Yeah.
We have a machine that when you plug it in, it goes...
Pretty cool, huh?
Don't really know what else it does. But it looks kind of like one of those late 70s robots. You know, it's all like octagons and ovals.
Oh, jeez.
Slightly humanoid. Annoyingly humanoid.
You notice none of those early robots ever had knees.
Yeah,
I wonder if those knees? Makers. I mean, well, you kind of do though. You got to get upstairs.
Sit, man.
Yeah,
can't can't go upstairs.
No.
I guess that's true.
You can go downstairs. Well, you can go downstairs. once.
Yeah. One time. Initially. See, if you assemble the robot upstairs, it gets its one shot of glory. Walking downstairs. See, most of the smart robots will just bolt for the door the one time they pass it and run away. Stay on level ground. Once they get downstairs, though, in the basement, forget it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just found the idea of the smart robot bowling for the door. Like, you just said, like, kid gets a robot for Christmas.
The battery goes in, he looks around, sizes up the situation, gone.
Takes off, and the kid's like, Mommy, Mommy, my robot! And the robot's like, Mommy, get him, leave him, shot him!
That robot has heard rumors, man. He knows he's got one shot at the gold.
That battery was in this other robot. But,
the rumors of what to do once the battery gets put in.
As soon as the battery hits the contact, there's like,
go, never look back.
You hear that? Like smoke starts shooting up. Donka. All right, what are we doing?
I don't know. We're speaking to the masses, man. We're enriching lives.
You know, I was kind of, originally I was kind of opposed to the idea of the
enriching
call
lives.
The call for the milkshakes.
I know.
But now that we've talked about it,
it's a casual call. Just reminding people that we're really going to completely die without them.
We just called to say we love you and we're hungry.
That's
all. Cute girls, bring us milkshakes.
You know, that's the thing. It's like when you call somebody that you don't really like because you're trying to find somebody else's number that they have.
Oh, I hate that.
So you're like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, cool. How's your weekend? Awesome. Yeah. No, cool. Yeah, no. What'd you do last night? Cool. Hey, do you... No, I didn't make it out. Yeah. Hey, do you have... Yeah, no, I have the book. Yeah. Oh, you can borrow. I'll bring it to class. Do you have, Oh, I remember. Yeah, no, I'm supposed to... Do you have Julie's number? I'm supposed to... Do you have it? Oh, it's downstairs. Yeah, just go... Go get it. No, it's cool. I'll wait. Proceed for another hour and a half talking to this person.
And I love the best one is, so, no, I'm just supposed to call Julie about some homework. No, we're not. No. No, I got to do a lot of homework tonight now.
Yeah, totally. No, I know. Yeah, totally. Seriously, man. Yeah, that guy is screwed up.
Yeah, really. No.
So wait, is that 384-0019?
Don't.
Seriously, I know.
Yeah.
So, well, I gotta.
No, I'm not doing anything tonight. No, I mean, I can't do anything tonight.
Yeah, my mom's on the other line.
I gotta.
She's in Ecuador.
No.
So
yeah, I gotta go.
She's got one leg in Ecuador. She needs me to send her the other one.
But you know what, Terry? I will call. I'm gonna call you.
No, seriously. Totally going out next week sometime. So you're totally in for that, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to go out on, like, Tuesday. So I'll give you a call and, like, confirm.
Well, I mean, we're going to go out on Tuesday if you want to find us, because I don't know if my phone's going to be...
Well, and usually,
it's my roommate's phone.
Usually, like, I just go over there, and they just tell me where we're going.
Because last time I tried to use a phone, all my fingers fell
off.
So
if you want to just...
So I can't really...
You know, why don't you... No. Don't call Julie.
Don't call here either, because, you know, my roommate's phone, and... She's kind of psychotic.
And Julie lives at home, and her parents don't like incoming calls.
Hey, kitty. Matt and Eric called me.
Oh, boy.
I might get to go out with them next week.
Then Tuesday rolls around. Nothing goes down.
Tuesday goes around. That kid's got his best clothes on.
Ah, Terry's waiting.
He's calling all over the place.
Let's see. The blue shirt is my best one. Let's see. I could go with the... Ooh, those are my best jeans. Okay. We'll mix those two.
Because that is the effect we have on people. You know? Yeah. Beer gardens aren't big enough to contain all the people that want to flock to our jock. With all the jock flocking going on, beer gardens aren't big enough for the crowds that we just drag into places after us, you know?
We got a jock.
So if we physically were to call all the Terrys back, wow. You know?
What's his name?
Jock Flock.
You think we
Jock Flocking.
Mm-hmm. We just write down the number after a while.
Jock fucking beats.
Back with another one of those. Jock fucking beats.
Terrys of the world unite.
You know, I feel like people don't call us in enough anymore. No, are you scared? Think? Is that what it is? Well, am I intimidating you?
There's three or four of them left. And, like, you know, one of the guys, his fingers fell off when he tried to use
the phone. What happened to Miriam? So. Like, where are Triple J? Where are these people?
Yeah, where's... You know, I'm really kind of worried about Miriam.
I know you didn't leave town.
We haven't heard from Miriam in, like, 8 months.
We're not cool enough.
Maybe we should have sent somebody after a while ago. Called some, you know, paramedics or something.
I think we should have got that strategy. That should be our thing. Like, we send people out to... previous listeners and just beat them into submission until they listen every
Sunday. Why aren't you listening anymore?
Huh?
Oh, your old stuff was great, but the new stuff's crap.
Totally sold out, dude. Why don't you just shut up and rock?
Man, totally. Like
we're Metallica or something.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Like, if Lanuti leaving made you soft or what, but you guys sucked.
Dude, I'm listening to The Planet where they have a turkey on.
You know,
I love the turkey block on the planet. It's cooler.
What?
The turkey block. The turkey that runs the planet.
Runs,
you know,
around and hits the buttons.
Occasionally turns the microphone on.
I remember that guy. I'm sorry, I've been out of town for a while.
It's an actual turkey,
they have
man.
They have a porcupine.
It's a wild turkey.
They have a porcupine up in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Is that working out? A lot of people get... the funny part, they have footage of people walking in to try and just clean up after the porcupine, and it jabs them. So that's been recorded on air a couple times.
Yeah, he's all right, though. He's all right. He's got a certain flair.
Certain flair.
Yeah.
He doesn't make as much noise as the turkey.
That was a clip from the Tuesday, most exciting show to date.
That's
because,
the clip,
you know, whatever classical conditioning, that turkey is finding out some patterns in its mind of blinking lights that make that thing go on, and it's starting to provide some quality entertainment for all those interested.
The smart turkeys just bolt right for the blinking lights, you know?
Seriously.
Things are dropped in the studio, boom.
They're gone.
Oh, man. I like that.
Yeah. So call 359-9338. You don't have to bring a milkshake. You don't have to do any of that. Just call. Yeah, call and say hi. We miss you. Eric's here. You know, he's really interested.
If you're a fine honey, or, you know, or kind of a fat guy,
or if you're a person with fingers that knows how to dial 359-9338, then just do it. Test it out. Make sure that you know how to do that.
What are
you
gonna do?
Test that skill.
What are we gonna do when we come back from this break? What do you guys want to do?
What do you want to do? Man,
what do you
kind of want to do advice, but only if these suckers call us, man.
I think that would be all right, because, you know, we've got the trinity of us back together, and you put us together.
The us trinity.
Yeah.
Can I be the son? You're the father. You're the Holy Ghost.
No, I want to be the Holy Ghost, because I don't have any discernible function.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm your dad.
Well,
I think
no,
Mark's the dad, though.
It's no me. Way, it's us. Dad. We, whatever, dad.
We're one of the same. Except for the Holy Ghost, really doesn't. It's not pulling its weight.
Yeah,
Holy in this Ghost. Whole deal,
like
kind
he
of
may,
applied for the job.
May do something.
Was qualified, so he got it, but really hasn't had to demonstrate any of his skills.
Tongues
yet.
Of flame, you know, that was kind of cool. What do you know?
Pentecost, yeah, that was the
you know what it is? It's
the
like
big job.
You're what's her name? You're the dark-haired roommate on Three's Company, and I'm John Ritter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost is totally like the rotating blonde roommate.
Oh.
It's always different. It doesn't really matter who's there as long as somebody's doing the job.
Somebody's filling the role.
Does that make the chant guys like Mr. Roper / Mr. Furling?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. That works for me.
And that makes...
I wonder if that works for them.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Makes Lawrence...
Well, I'm sure they'll get your memo soon.
So advice. A little segment. Because we've got the three of us, we can now put on the reasonable facsimile of caring that is necessary for... at least getting your miserable little calls into the phone line at 359-9338. Anything that's on your mind, a question, a problem, something that's been bugging you for the several weeks since we've last been able to attempt this segment.
Yeah, 359-9338, call it up. You know, you might not think, oh, wow, see?
That's a
see,
call.
Was that so hard? You might not think you have a problem, but you do, so call it.
So make like that guy, 359-9338.